Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my special guest is Lauren Vine, singer, actress, and all-around good person. Welcome, Lauren. Nice to have you on the show.
Nice to be here.
Lauren is a very young person, just graduated high school and getting her career started. So along with Lauren is an old-time acquaintance of mine, and I've asked to come along is Lauren's mother, Heather. Welcome, Heather. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So between the two of you, we're going to find out everything there is to know about Lauren's theatrical background and so forth. There's been some successes, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more in the near future. You're going to be going on to Rhode Island College to study in music and theater, so we'll find out a little bit about that. But let's go back to the beginning. And when did you first think you were interested in music? Were you 5, 10, 8? What do you think when you first really started getting interested in music?
Well, I grew up watching musicals at PPAC, and I'd seen a few shows on Broadway, and I don't know, I just loved going to see the shows. And also, when I first went to see a show at East Providence High School, that's what really got me interested in wanting to actually do a musical and be in the shows, because seeing the people up on the stage was amazing, and I always was jealous.
You always thought that would be you someday.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's great. About how old were you when you saw your first, what's the first memory of a musical or something you saw, whether it was PPAC or Broadway or wherever? You think you're maybe first grade, second grade?
Probably around there. Fourth grade was the first time I ever went to see a show at East Providence High School.
Okay, fourth grade. You went to the big school, because you're an East Providence resident, and so you ended up going to East Providence High School. So you went to see, what was the show you saw there?
It was Grease.
Grease, that's the word. That's the word. Now, Mom, Heather, did you have aspirations of maybe taking her to see something that she might someday get interested in, or was it just part of her social life?
Well, when Lauren was a baby, before she talked, she actually hummed along with the music and in the car and in her car seat. And sometimes she would just hum in tune with songs.
And it was kind of sing along with with the radio and so
forth. It was kind of funny. So I always thought she would be a little bit musical, but I never really realized that she would get into it as in depth as she has.
And the complete theater picture as far as being an actress and everything involved. No?
Right. Yeah. She was very excited to go see Grease that year. We had bought the tickets ahead of time, and Lauren actually got sick and was hospitalized that week. She got out of the hospital the day of the show and was in a wheelchair, and she insisted she still had to go.
Okay. So, well, that's dedication.
She
right
went.
There.
Yeah,
the
we
show must go on, and you must watch it. Right?
Exactly, of course.
Now, Heather, we should confess everything. I mentioned that I've known you for a while. I've actually known your mother for many, many years.
Yes.
And she is an a cappella singer herself, as I am, and involved with Harmony Incorporated. So there's a generational thing. We go back to your mom, and that get passed down. And now, did it skip a generation? Or I know you said you played the piano a little bit.
A little bit. And I have to confess, I too did sing barbershop for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a senior in high school with a couple of friends, we were in a barbershop quartet. We competed the year after I graduated. So I think it was 2 years. And two of the friends that I competed in the barbershop quartet with are Mary and Laurie Phillips from Rhode Island, who are actually professional opera singers now.
Well, there you go. So the the music in the family continues. Now, today we have a kind of a mixture of things that Lauren has recorded or brought with her to show some examples of her music ability. And the one we're going to start off with was a performance at East Providence High School. This is a live recording, and it's not a professional studio recording. This was not done by a big company that came in. This was done, was the actual recording done from the audience?
Yes, it was done from the audience.
Done from the audience. So you're going to hear a little coughing in the background or
laughter,
sneezing or laughter
clapping.
Or so forth. But what show was this from?
It was from Little Shop of Horrors.
And the song title?
Somewhere That's Green.
I know Seymour's the greatest, but I'm dating a semi-sadist. So I've got a black eye and my arms in a cast. Still, that Seymour's a cutie. Well, if not, he's got enough beauty. And I dream of a place where we could be together at last.
And what kind of place is that, honey? An emergency room.
Well, there you have a live recording, and it sounds like the audience really likes you. They really like you.
Yeah, I like to think that.
That's good. That's great. It's very nice. Again, if we can all use our imagination a little bit and see if that was recorded in a studio, it would have a different quality to it, but that was very nice to have. And what was the first program or the first show that you had a lead role in?
The first show I ever had a lead role in was it was Phantom of the Opera at my high school.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
It was about a year ago.
Wow, ancient times, a year ago. Okay, all right. And we have another clip that I want to get to. It's just a short one, but I want to get that in before we start talking about some of the people that have helped you along the way and other things. But tell us about this second clip. It's only about 40 seconds long.
Yeah, it's very short. I played Carlotta in Phantom of the Opera, so it's just Carlotta's short piece of Think of Me before a curtain falls on her, or a prop.
All right, here we go. Heather, you know when lots of people think of moms involved with talented children, they sometimes think of the traditional stage mother pushing the daughter along and making sure that things go right. What was it like when you first realized she was going to be wanting to do this? Did you find yourself really encouraging her, being a little bit cautious? What were the things that went through your mind?
I would say I was really encouraging her and supporting her. When I first realized that she had a talent and a very good singing voice, my husband and I said, we need to get her some voice lessons. And I contacted her chorus director at the high school, Marianne LaSorsa, and asked her, could she recommend a vocal coach for her? And she did, and she started with voice lessons, I would say, almost 2 years ago. Not quite 2 years ago. And she's just improved and gotten better and better and better.
From what we've heard so far, that's pretty amazing for only having voice lessons for, you know, a year or two. That's
pretty incredible. Yeah, I think August will make 2 years.
So this is not something, Lauren, that you started when you were 8 years old and worked your way up. This is pretty new as far as coming along as far as training is concerned.
As far as
her
professional training.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. She always sang. She started singing in the chorus at her elementary school, and then she sang in middle school and high school choruses, but yeah. We didn't really realize that she sang that well.
And until now, there you go. Well, that's great. You know, it's always interesting because I think back, being fortunate enough myself to travel all over the world singing as I've had the opportunity to do, I think back of my early days and how I got started. And I can remember being in the third grade and we were asked to stand up and read something out of a book, and we were standing in a big circle, and it was, you know, you read a couple lines, and I went to the person next to you, and so forth and so on. And when it came to my turn, the teacher looked at me and she said, Michael, we're supposed to be reading, not singing. So see, you always have those hints, you know, that something is going to happen as you go along. Well, that's great. East Providence High School has sounded like it's done very well for you. That's a very large school, one of the largest in the state. For people who are listening around the world and don't realize that, it's a very large high school. So to become the lead in anything that's done there is a lot of competition. What was the audition procedure like for you?
It was very nerve-wracking because it wasn't like a professional audition, obviously. It was just a high school show. So we did it in front of our peers.
Oh.
So that's even more terrifying than just in front of the directors.
Now, when you mentioned not a professional audition, have you done professional auditions?
I have auditioned for shows at Ocean State Theater Company. I auditioned for Theater by the Sea this summer, but...
Excellent. So Theater by the Sea and Ocean State Theater Company in Warwick. And you actually in a couple of productions at Ocean State, right?
Yes, I was in the teen company at Ocean State Theater Company. So.
That's good. That's a great start.
Yeah.
And who knows? They have a very interesting season coming up, and you know, maybe you'll be involved in something else along the way.
Hopefully.
We're going to try to squeeze in one more song before we go to our first break. And track three on my list, what is that about?
It's No One Is Alone from Into the Woods. I sang it at my final high school chorus concert with my boyfriend. And
that was pretty soft, the way you snuck that in there with your boyfriend, is what you said. Okay.
Yes.
This is the same guy that took you to the prom that it wasn't too long ago?
Yes.
That's a good thing I brought that up, and it was the right answer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two proms, actually.
Two proms. Yeah. His and yours?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We won't get into names and details at this point. But this is the song you sang when?
At my final high school chorus concert.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more of Lauren and Heather.
Mother cannot guide you. Now you're on your own. Only me beside you. Still you're not alone. No one's alone. Truly, no one's sometimes people
decide what you
want. Believe me, no one's alone.
No one's alone. Believe me.
Truly, you move just a finger.
Say the slightest word.
Something's bound to linger.
No one is alone.
People make mistakes.
Fathers.
Mothers.
People make mistakes.
Holding to them all. Thinking we're alone. I hear mistakes.
But for their mistakes.
Nobody makes
one another's.
The chains can be right, giants can be good. You decide what's right, you decide what's good.
Just remember
someone is on your side, our side, our side.
Someone else is not.
While we're seeing our side, our side, our side.
Maybe we forgot. They are not alone.
No one's alone. Hard to see the light now.
Just don't let it go. Things will come out right now.
So, someone is on your side.
No one is alone.
Welcome. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Lauren and Heather Vine. Lauren is a singer and actress, and Heather, her mother, is a great supporter and actress herself. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about a connection where the Academy Players, a very well-known organization in Rhode Island. Lauren, you've been in several productions there, right? How many exactly?
I've been in about four productions there.
Four productions there, yes. And you had a chance to act with your mother at one point?
Yes, we were both in Adam's Family in fall of 2014.
Yes, we were.
And Heather, what role did you play in?
I was an ancestor in the ensemble, and I also had the pleasure of being the understudy for Grandma.
Okay.
And got to do a couple of shows as the understudy.
I always wanted to be Cousin It, or is that the wrong group?
No, there was Cousin It.
It was a Cousin It.
Cousin It was very fun.
All right. So that must have been very cool. We had the opportunity to be together. And Lauren, you've even been there with your boyfriend, right?
He was also in Adam's Family.
And his name is Bill, right? Just so we get the... No. Now, what is your boyfriend's first name?
Josh,
okay. So yeah. We don't have to keep calling him the boyfriend. We'll call him Josh, okay. All right. And one of the things that is interesting to me is that you've been able to do lots of different kind of characters. Mom, tell us about, you were just kind of, during that commercial break, you were mentioning that she's gone from just being an opera singer to all kinds of characters.
Yes. You know, she does some opera, she does pop, she got to sing... be a kind of a blonde bimbo with a New York accent in Little Shop of Horrors. One show at the Academy, she got to call a square dance, which was quite fun. And in a show with Teen Company at Ocean State Theater, she also was able to do a rap.
Wow.
So I guess it's quite versatile.
A lot of experience in just a couple of years doing lots of different roles. Well, that's a great thing where you're able to not just concentrate on one thing, but get a little bit rounded education and experience in that vein. And Academy Players, one of the shows you did there is this next song, right? Is from that show?
No, actually, the next song is I Could Have Danced All Night, and I sang it at an afterglow after... and a show of Adam's Family.
Oh, okay.
So they had a cabaret afterglow, and I sang this one.
So this is another one of those not necessarily professional recordings, but someone just recorded this for you. So it might hear a little background noise and so forth. All right. Yeah. Here we go.
That bed, I couldn't go through bed. My head's too light to try to sit it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight, not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night, could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never before. I'll never know what made it so.
You know, Lauren, in Rhode Island, we're very fortunate that we have lots of great theaters. We've talked about the Ocean State Theater. We've talked about Theater by the Sea, Academy Players, Granite Theater in Westerly, the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket, Courthouse Center for the Arts. I mean, the list goes on and on. The Gam Theater, Trinity, and there's lots of opportunities in a small area. And sometimes it's great to be involved with something like Academy, for example, where you get to know the people. So you probably made some great relationships there, right?
Yes, I definitely did. I made many friends in the shows, and I also Rita Marin, the CEO, and she was the director of actually all of the shows that I was in at Academy. She has had a major impact on my life, and she's helped me.
That's great. Do you have a role model, someone to help you out?
Yeah.
Helping you, giving you little hints along the way and so forth. It's good to have a director that you can get along with.
Yeah, it is.
So you always looked forward to your performances.
Oh, yes, definitely.
It was never a chore for you. It was never like, I'm going to go and do this. It was always something you wanted to do, right?
I was always very excited to go to rehearsals and shows and stuff.
That's great. All right, let's get another piece of music in. Tell us about track number 5.
O del mio dolce ardor is an Italian piece that I sang for a college audition, or for both my college auditions.
All right, so yeah. this is a song that got you into Rhode Island College, right?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, all right. We talked about the fact that you were getting voice lessons from a voice teacher, and this next song that we're about to listen to is one of the things you worked with her on. I believe, what is the voice teacher's name?
My voice teacher's name is Sheila Zuccarello.
Okay.
And she's a Rick alumni.
A Rick alumni?
Yeah.
And you go to her, does she have a studio? Or
No, she actually comes to us, which is very convenient.
Oh, that's very cool. Yes. All right, that's great. And this next song is a song that you worked with her on?
Yes, it is, and it's called The Daisies.
All right, well, listen to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Lauren and Heather Vine. And Lauren is a singer, actress, and we've been talking about lots of the productions she's been in at a very young age. And we're trying to scoop the showbiz world by having Lauren here before she gets to be on The Tonight Show or something like that. So it's great to have you here, Lauren. And this next song that we're about to listen to, we're going to try to sneak in three more songs before the end of the show. And this one is one that you've used as an audition piece and also sang at a cabaret, right? That's where this recording is from?
Yeah, I sang it at a cabaret after a show with Academy Players of Rhode Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's from Jekyll and Hyde?
Yes, it is.
And called?
Someone Like You.
Life go by, dream of tomorrow and wonder why the past is holding me, keeping life at bay. I wander lost in yesterday, wanting to fly. Secrets.
Okay, Lauren, I'm going to ask you to sneak in a quick classical song here. And this is from an operetta. What's the title of this?
It's called Velia.
Velia. And you worked with your voice teacher on this one?
Yes, I did.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in today and giving WCRI the chance to be the first to scoop the newest talent in the area. And appreciate you coming in. And Heather, you spending your time. And
thank you for having us.
It's nice to have you here, and hope you continue your support of Lauren as her endeavors go on through college. Lauren, I know that as you go along the way, and people have helped you a lot in the last couple of years, maybe you want to give some shout-outs.
Yes, of course. I'd like to thank my middle school chorus director, John Baldea, and my high school chorus director, Marianne LaSorsa, and then the high school director of the shows that I've been in is Patrick Saunders, and then also Rita Marin from Academy.
Wow. Yeah. So there you go. So the schools and...
And of course, my voice teacher, Sheila.
And your voice teacher, of course, right. And mom and dad. Yeah. And grandma and grandpa.
Family. All my supporters.
Yeah, all the supporters and people that are along the way. Well, it's a great thing when you have a support system like you do.
Yeah.
And lots of talented people I've met over the years aren't quite as fortunate sometimes. So so thank you, Lucky Stars, as you're doing. And it's great to have a supportive mom and dad, particularly, that help you along the way. Good luck in your endeavors at Rhode Island College. I know you're going to be working with a lot of great people there, possibly Renee Della Gaza and Dr. Fred Schaff. And,
wonderful people.
Lots of people there. Maybe we'll get you, in the opera world, maybe we'll get you tied in with Diana McVeigh and, really get you on the spotlight. We have one more piece of music to listen to, and this is what now? This is something that's pretty recent?
Yes, well, I was in The Little Mermaid last year, and I played Ariel at Academy Players of Rhode Island, and it actually won a Motif Theater Award in 2014. It was the best youth musical of the year.
Wow. Little Mermaid at the Academy Players, and you were Ariel.
Yes.
All right.
And the song is Part of Your World.
Did you have a tail?
No. The costume was actually very different.
Oh, okay.
So was the set.
It was actually incredible. The set, the lighting,
it was really cool how they did it. It was different than anything.
Right. Well, they do a lot of great productions there, so I'm sure this was great. We'll listen to this song, and then for the rest of you, we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm a girl? Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around, do you think? Sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got hoes and tinpot seeds galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. What would I give if I could leave?
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.